staff member speaks out. We warned this would happen. The outbreak's starting to take hold on university campuses, and the dreadful position students have now been forced into has been firmly on the minds of all those who work in universities since the summer. We followed the stats in the US when their campuses reopened. We looked at the latest evidence about the spread of coronavirus in small spaces. We thought about all those who commute onto campus each day, how students work part-time jobs in the community, and how impossible it would be to contain any outbreak. The employers and government ignored all of our concerns. They even laughed at us at times. They told us that we don't care about students or their mental health. That we were being difficult. Now what we had argued would happen is being realized. There is no joy in being right. Rather, it is hugely demoralizing for it to have ended up like this. It is a defeat that we have not been able to establish genuinely safe campuses. But it is important to remember that it was not inevitable. The government and bosses must take the blame and be held responsible for their actions. So many measures could have been taken to avoid this. Even now, we should not just accept that all students will get COVID-19 and be isolated all year away from loved ones. In the face of overwhelming evidence that campuses are not COVID secure, students have still been arriving. B. Gardner, University and College Union Rep, Personal Capacity, University of Southampton,